The town of Bakhmut in Donetsk region remains the hottest point of the front in Ukraine. The Ministry of Defense notes that the Ukrainian defenders took the town in a semi-encirclement, which makes it possible to eliminate the Russian occupiers. According to Ukrainian Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malir, the invaders failed to surround Bakhmut, and they lost part of the dominant heights around the town. The advance of our troops in the suburbs along the flanks, which is still going on, makes it very difficult for the enemy to remain in Bakhmut. Our forces have taken the town in a semi-encirclement, which gives us the opportunity to eliminate the enemy. Therefore, the enemy has to defend itself in the part of the town that it controls, the official said. She also reminded that Ukrainians maintain control over industrial and infrastructure facilities, as well as a private sector of Bakhmut in the Lytik district. President Volodymyr Zelensky also clarified that at the moment the town is not completely captured by the Russians. We stand and fight thanks to the courage of our soldiers and our mind. We do not leave people to die. For us, people are treasure. This is the most important we have. And there are no misunderstandings. I clearly understand what is happening in Bakhmut. And we all clearly understand why all this is happening, the head of state said. As a reminder, Bakhmut was actually completely destroyed as a result of Russia's shelling, but the defense forces continue to hold positions in the southwestern part of the town. The day before, PMC Wagner Group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin posted a video near the railway station building in the center of Bakhmut, saying that his mercenaries had allegedly completely captured the town, and on the 25th of May they would hand over its defense to the soldiers of the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation and lead this settlement. Bohdan Marushiak.